What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to the show today. It is Monday, August 30th, 2021, almost to the end of the month here and getting into autumn. And yesterday was my birthday. I'm officially 69 years old. And it took a moment to kind of look back over my life at all the good things I've done and how much I enjoyed them, and also to look at all the bad things I've done and how much I really enjoyed those. So all in all, it was a fun time, and my family threw a very nice party for me. Anyway, then I'm today back at this job, which can be really, really depressing. The news continues to be really bad. Anyway, we're going to do news until it's time to take phone calls. Mike is in our control room, taking care of business here. And, for the first time in a long time, Afghanistan is not the top of the news list. It's up there. Don't worry. But obviously, we're dealing with Hurricane Ida. It made landfall in Louisiana as a Category 4 storm. They were thinking it might be a Cat 5. But it stayed at 4, which is still worse than Katrina. In fact, they're saying this is the worst hurricane to hit that part of the country since the 1850s. And it's now down to a Cat 3 with 125-mile-per-hour winds. The levees in New Orleans overtopped, massive flooding, people trapped in their attics again. And I don't know why people who live in these areas subject to such flooding don't keep an axe in their attic to chop through the roof here, because it's really responsible for a lot of deaths, catastrophic damage. The roof of a hospital got torn off. The entire electrical grid in New Orleans is down. And they're without power. They're saying power may not be restored for quite a while, but they've lost power, water, and sewage systems, all crippled by Hurricane Ida. And the governor of Louisiana is saying that search and rescue teams and repair teams really cannot be deployed until the storm passes, because it is simply too dangerous to go on out there. And supposedly they started earlier today, finally getting on out there and looking for people. All right, getting into Afghanistan here. Over the weekend, Joe Biden, was sort of present at the bringing home of the bodies of the service people who were killed in the Kabul bombing. And a lot of people were surprised he kept looking at his watch. But the reason he was doing that is immediately after that reception ceremony, he had to go on over to FEMA headquarters and talk about what's being done in terms of Hurricane Ida. And then while he was giving that press conference about Hurricane Ida, reporters were waving their hands, and Joe Biden said, I'm not supposed to take questions, again, reminding us he's not really in charge anymore. Then he decided to wing it, go off script. The first question was about Afghanistan, and Biden said, I'm not going to talk about Afghanistan, and he banged on the desk, and then he started to leave. And evidently got lost. One of his aides had to sort of like guide him toward the exit a little bit gently. So the recriminations regarding Afghanistan are continuing. The father of a United States Marine who was killed in the Kabul bombing says that Americans ought to be afraid of U.S. government leadership or the lack thereof. And this was handled. It was a bungled job. And the Islamic State Khorasan province, otherwise branded as ISIS-K, we are being told, claimed responsibility for the two suicide bombings in Kabul that killed 10 U.S. Marines, a U.S. Navy medic, and another two service members, along with at least 90 others and 150 people wounded. And the numbers keep going on up there. So 20-year-old Marine Jared Schmitz was one of the 13 service members killed in the attack, and his father, Mark Schmitz, told Fox News of the tragic news Friday morning when the Marines arrived at his door to inform him that his son was dead. Anyway, another scandal has erupted. It turns out that as the Afghanistan was taking, rather the Taliban was taking over Afghanistan, they offered to allow Biden control of the entire city of Kabul until the evacuations could be completed. And the Biden administration said, no, we just need the airport so you can have the rest. And, you know, frankly, Biden couldn't have screwed this up any worse if he had been trying. And he certainly is trying here. The Texas Representative Ronnie Jackson was venting his spleen on Saturday in Twitter, basically saying that Americans were actually being turned back at the Kabul airport gates. And he says, for whatever comes from here on, you know, it's all Biden's fault. And I would tend to agree with that. most of the NATO evacuation efforts in Kabul have ended. They got all their people off. The Taliban has sealed off the airport. And the Biden State Department issued an alert telling Americans to avoid coming because they think there's going to be another terror attack at the airport. And so we have all these Americans being stranded there in Afghanistan. Last Friday, Jen Psaki was out there trying to sort of, you know, soften the blow that we're not going to get all of the Americans out of there. And meanwhile, the Taliban has offered to extend tomorrow's deadline if Biden will unfreeze their funds in American banks. We have not heard what the White House response to that is going to be. And so we'll see what's happening. Meanwhile, a lot of pressure coming down on General Mark Milley over closing the Bagram Air Base, which in hindsight obviously would have been a much more capable evacuation route for the Americans stuck in Afghanistan. But they just shut it down, turned it over to the Taliban, and said, oh, we'll get them all out at the Kabul airport. And no, they definitely did not. So the pressure is definitely building on Biden. And, you know, things are so bad that former members of the Obama administration are coming out of the woodwork to criticize Biden and verbally chastise him as well he deserves. Senator Ben Sasse, Republican of Nebraska, said that Joe Biden relied on happy talk instead of dealing with the reality of the situation in Afghanistan. And Sasse said there clearly is no plan. There's been no plan. Again, Trump set up an office to plan for an orderly evacuation of Afghanistan, and Joe Biden shut it down because he just said, oh, that's from Trump. We can't have anything from Trump around here. It'll make him look good. So, you know, Sasse is definitely out there pounding on Joe Biden. Representative Jeff Van Drew is saying that Biden is cognitively impaired or he's purposely harming the country. It's getting hard to tell what the, you know, which is which here. And the Republican had harsh words for the Biden administration. I think at this point we probably all have harsh words for the Biden administration on how badly they bungled getting out of Afghanistan. so GOP Representative Mast basically was criticizing Biden, said his words are as hollow as his heart and his head. So, yeah, it's really getting out there. And further indication that the media has finally turned on Biden. They're not going to carry his water anymore just because he's a Democrat. Over at Fox News, host Lara Logan basically eviscerated Biden for condemning American citizens and our allies to death in Afghanistan. And she was really sounding off here, and Biden messed up. What can I tell you here? Senator Lindsey Graham, who's actually friends with Joe Biden, is now talking impeachment. and says, you know, it's time to, you know, get Kamala Harris in there or somebody with some brains. Down in Sky News Australia, pardon me, one of their newscasters is saying Biden's finished. He cannot survive the fallout over the historic Afghanistan disaster. And that's absolutely right. Over at ABC, John Carl said yesterday, the Biden administration is describing something that isn't reality when he talks about what's going on over there in Afghanistan. And yeah, it's all happy talk, and they're trying to share the happy talk with us as well here. Getting on back to Lindsey Graham, he's out there saying that the U.S.-Afghan pullout multiplies the risk of another 9/11. It's emboldened the terrorists. It's emboldened Al-Qaeda. And, you know, we're going to have another 9/11. So I'm smelling a false flag coming because they are desperate to get out of looking like utter complete fools as the excrement hits the ventilation system on this. The U.S. is trying to basically regain an image or an illusion of credibility in Afghanistan, and they launched a drone strike against a suspected ISIS-K vehicle, which they thought maybe kind of sort of might have the individual who planned the Kabul bombings, and they got the vehicle. They also took out a lot of ancillary damage, including a family of, well, first they said it was six children. Now UNICEF is saying it was seven children that were killed in the drone strike. So talk about the president who couldn't shoot straight. Meanwhile, the Taliban has condemned the drone strike, saying it is a clear attack on Afghan territory. And yeah, that's absolutely what it is. All righty. The Pentagon is claiming that ISIS-K fired rockets at departing U.S. evacuation planes. They activated the anti-missile system, which got all but one missile. That missile hit inside the airport, but it hit an empty area and then there was no damage. So let's see. What's the current score over there? For the Taliban, 22,000 Humvees, 8,000 trucks, 634 M1117s, 162,000 radios, 155 Max Pro, 16,000 night vision scopes, 358,000 military rifles, 126,000 pistols, 169 M113s, 42,000 pickup trucks, 64,000 machine guns, then there's all the aircraft and everything else going on. Now, just before we went to airtime, Secretary of State Blinken has announced a massive bombing campaign in Afghanistan once all the Americans are out. And again, this appears to be part of an effort to rebuild the illusion of American credibility and invincibility. And first of all, it's not like all that weaponry is sitting in one building. It's already been dispersed all over Afghanistan to the various Taliban bases. And the Taliban prudently is probably hiding most of it to guard against coming airstrikes now that Blinken has announced that's what they're going to do. But Blinken, I don't think, understands that he just turned the remaining Americans inside Afghanistan into human shields. And again, very boneheaded thinking here. Over in Iran, they're enjoying the fact that the Taliban is now in charge of Afghanistan and has captured all of this American equipment because all of that military equipment needs gas. And Iran has plenty of that to sell. And so you have these two countries that are both under sanctions by the United States, and they're just going to start doing business with each other. Turkey is getting ready to recognize the Taliban as Afghanistan's legitimate government. They're also going to sign a deal to operate the Kabul airport after the U.S. Exit. So they're going to do that one. Meanwhile, the Taliban has reiterated its pledge to wean the country off the opium trade. It has reportedly already told poppy farmers poppies are now banned, and the farmers are upset. They're going to have to go and grow other crops like saffron, which they don't think is going to be anywhere near as profitable, and it probably isn't, although the last time I bought saffron at the market, there was a big price tag on that. Anyway, let's see. There is now a hashtag Biden must go campaign. It is going viral right now. Sickened Americans are sounding their disgust. And this is probably another reason why Blinken should not have announced we're going back in to bomb the heck out of Afghanistan, because I think Americans have had enough Afghanistan for one lifetime, and they just want it to be over and done with. I mean, you know, what is Blinken going to do? Nuke the place? Turn all of Afghanistan into a giant green glass parking lot? Send the Marines in to paint the stripes? I don't think they can really do that. It's if they go back into Afghanistan, it's going to be a political disaster, because the American people, by and large, are sick and tired of these ongoing endless wars. If we could not beat the Taliban and ISIS and Al-Qaeda in 20 years of war, we're not going to do it with a bombing campaign. Remember the lesson of Vietnam. You cannot win a ground war from the air. And I would not put it past the Taliban to start shooting American aircraft down for a violation of their airspace. All righty, let's get on into the domestic politics here. The Democrats on the House Select Committee investigating the so-called Capitol riot are demanding phone records of all Trump family members and all the Republican lawmakers who attended the January 6th Stop the Steal rally. They haven't been able to find anything. The FBI has said there was no hint of an organization behind the protest. And, you know, Trump is in the clear on that one. So this committee is going on a fishing expedition. You know, all the other things going wrong with this country, and the Democrats just can't let go of Donald Trump and how much they hate him. Out in California, Larry Elder is out there predicting that Governor Gruesome Newsom is going to be out of office on September 14th. Larry, I hope you're paying attention to the election fraud issue, because they've already caught Democrats stealing the absentee ballots right out of apartment mailboxes. Somehow they got the master key from the post office to just open up the thing all at once and grab out those ballots. And they're going to try and steal this. And Democratic voters are in a panic out there, and they're flocking to vote no on the recall election. And I think they're going to steal it. I really do here. Anyway, still on the issue of vote fraud, the Democrats lied and cheated to steal the White House from Donald Trump and put in Joe Biden. And so they fully share the guilt for the disaster that is Afghanistan. If they had had an honest election and Trump had stayed in office, he would have executed the plan that he'd already come up with for an orderly evacuation of Afghanistan, and we would not be in this mess. So all of those vote riggers out there and the people, you know, messing around with the Dominion voting machines, the blood of all these people in Afghanistan is on their hands as well. And there's a new report that's been released down in Georgia, and it's showing 44,000 potentially fraudulent absentee ballots were in violation of chain of custody rules. So it just keeps on coming out and coming out and coming out. Meanwhile, there is a new poll from Rasmussen saying that 90% of voters are concerned about election fraud. 32% of Americans say Biden won because of election fraud. Okay, we got to take a break from commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich.
Welcome back to our show here, and this is the part of the broadcast where I remind you that Republic Broadcasting Network depends on your continued support to keep on doing what we're doing, speaking truth to power, getting the facts out there so Americans can make good choices. Once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, remember, if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN T-shirt. So include a return address, and if it's a T-shirt you want, please include your T-shirt size. Okay. So getting on back to local politics here. Very bizarre story. Apparently, there's a recent survey that said 65% of Democrats say the government should censor the online community, even if it is suppressing the truth. Talk about dictatorship. Talk about clear violation of the First Amendment. And there's an interesting development. This is over at Zero Hedge. And there is this case ongoing. It's a domestic extremism case against Caleb Cole. And in the course of the discovery of this case, they have found out the FBI allegedly paid a publisher of white supremacist literature more than $144,000 over 16 years to serve as a confidential informant and, you know, to basically manufacture, oh, there's white supremacists out there and you've got to hate them all. And hardly the first time the FBI has done this. The FBI has a long history of conjuring up these groups like the Weather Underground and the Symbionese Liberation Army with which the media can scare us into obedience here. All right. Getting into COVID now. The deaths, cases, and hospitalizations are going up. The CDC is pointing the finger at Hawaii, Kentucky, Oregon, Washington, and Wyoming for the startling number of new patients. And as we have seen before, these are places that have vaccine mandates going and high compliance rates. Down in Australia, pardon me, the New South Wales residents have been told to expect COVID-19 booster shots indefinitely, forever and ever and ever. Okay, now, the current vaccines don't stop you from getting COVID. They don't stop you from passing COVID along. So what are these booster shots actually boosting other than the profits of the pharmaceutical companies? And I think Pfizer has already made something like $33 billion off of all of this thing. Speaking of Pfizer, their CEO, Albert Bourla, is saying that they're planning that there will be 3 booster shots per year, you know, like the annual flu shot, and that toddlers will be included as well. And they're talking about children aged 5 to 11 and says somewhere down the road they will have shots for children less than 5 years old. You know, nothing like a reliable, dependable customer here. So with Fauci is talking about 5-month booster shots. Every 5 months you get a shot. And that means a child born today will receive 175 vaccinations for COVID alone during their lifetime. So that's interesting. And let's see, another story, this one out of Global Research, once again confirming the most vaccinated countries have the most COVID cases. And somebody was asking the other day, why is the Taliban even still alive? They don't have the masks, they don't have the vaccines. You know, they should have all curled up and died if this COVID is as deadly as everybody is saying it is. Meanwhile, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is out there saying it's time to resist vaccine tyranny. The time has definitely come. And little bit of a point here. Mainstream media is now starting to acknowledge the COVID vaccines are not working. Well, I think it's time for some apologies and retractions for all the false claims the corporate media has been putting out there. But that will be a cold day in the dark regions when that happens. Interestingly enough, Russian President Putin says that while people need to get vaccinated, nobody's job should be on the line if they refuse. He says people should get vaccinated without coercion. And I never, when I was young, thought I would live to see the day when there was more freedom in Russia than here in the United States of America. Now, oh, gonna take another break for commercials. Back with more COVID and other news after these few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about COVID-19. And earlier this year, Germany actually suspended their vaccine program for a couple of weeks out of safety concerns. The story is making the rounds again. I don't know why at this particular point. Meanwhile, over in Romania, they have stopped vaccine imports. They're shutting down the vaccination centers, and they're sending what's left of their vaccine stocks to Denmark, Vietnam, Ireland, and South Korea, and other countries. They've had enough of this stuff. Over in Chicago, over 90 school bus drivers have quit after refusing to be vaccinated, and the schools are desperate to find other people who want the job of being a driver, have the necessary licenses, and are willing to get vaccinated. Good luck on that one. Over in France, there's a video showing French shoppers are blocked from the supermarkets because they don't have COVID passports. And the anti-passport, anti-vaccine protests are growing in France. They're also growing in Germany. They're growing here in the U.S., but, of course, it's not being covered at all. Now, on the other side of the international dateline, it is already Tuesday in Australia, and as they promised, the truck drivers have gone on strike, and they've basically gone on to major highways and simply stopped the trucks to block the traffic. And the police are out there busy finding alternate routes and detours to try and get around that, but it is causing a huge, huge disruption. Over in Japan, 991 people have died after receiving the Pfizer vaccine, and the head of the Tokyo Medical Association is saying now is the time for all COVID patients to get ivermectin and not the vaccine. And probably the reason for that decision is that Japan has discovered that there are three different versions of the Pfizer shot. And they have found shots with pink stuff in them, shots with black stuff in them, shots with shiny metallic stuff in them. And it's not just a few, it's millions and millions that have this problem. And so they're very, very concerned about that. Over in Britain, the National Health Service there has had to stop doing blood tests because they have run out of blood bottles and test tubes with which to work. Meanwhile, in the United Kingdom, they've gone full totalitarian. They're now using attack dogs on the COVID protesters. I mean, that is really, really out there, in my opinion. And Obama's Secretary of Education is now out there comparing anti-mask, anti-COVID vax Americans to the Kabul suicide bombers. He's trying to stretch a point so much it's turned into an ellipse here. Getting into the international news, Ukraine has started shutting down their independent media. And they've shut down three TV channels earlier in the year, and they're charging certain bloggers with treason and hate speech. And, we're getting lightning outside here. We're on the very, very northern edge of the Ida storm system, and the center of the system is going to go through Kentucky, and we're real close to the Kentucky border, so we're expecting a rowdy night tonight. But it's not close enough where I'm worried about losing power or internet like I was the other day. Over in Iran, their new foreign minister is warning that Soleimani's assassin must pay after Trump brags about taking the IRGC leader. And, that probably did not provoke a very, very good reaction. And Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Al-Khamenei has slammed President Biden over his unwillingness to compromise on restoration of the nuclear deal, and is describing Biden as a predatory wolf. All right. Despite objections coming from the Biden administration, Turkey is getting ready to buy a second batch of the Russian-made S-400 missile systems. And, it's a sound business decision. They work better than the American missiles, and they cost a lot less. And so, you know, we're going to see Erdogan, bashed pretty good in the corporate media here. Over in Pakistan, their troops opened fire on a group of Afghan civilians trying to cross into Pakistan from Afghanistan. They killed at least six people. And, the countries all around Afghanistan, they are closing their borders and supposedly sending Afghans back into Afghanistan. But this time at the Pakistani border, they just opened fire here. Over in Syria, thousands of Syrians staged a protest against the U.S. occupation forces in the eastern province of Deir ez-Zor to condemn the arrest of 300 anti-terrorist fighters from the Al-Shaitat tribe, rather. And the demonstrators call for the immediate release of the tribesmen who have been instrumental in the fight against the Islamic State. And so one has to wonder why the United States forces are arresting them. And again, a reminder The U.S. forces in Syria are not there with the permission of the Syrian government. In fact, the Syrian government has made it very clear that the Yankees should go home. Over in China, they put their troops on high alert during these U.S. warships' passage through the Taiwan Strait. And there was a Navy warship and a Coast Guard cutter. And China says the Taiwan Strait is an integral part of China. And, you know, the U.S. regularly sends warships through the Taiwan Strait, calling them freedom of navigation operations. No, basically, it's just trying to annoy China here. And I'm having a hard time with this next story. There was a poll that came out from the Chicago Council on Global Affairs that says over half of Americans favor defending Taiwan if China invades. And I am very suspicious of this poll. We know polls can be rigged just like the elections here. And after the disaster in Afghanistan, I think most Americans are going to be very cool on the idea of more war. And frankly, I've never even heard of this Chicago Council on Global Affairs. It looks like it's a storefront to put out propaganda, in my opinion. Over in North Korea, they have restarted their plutonium-producing nuclear reactor. You know, they had a deal with Trump to dismantle part of the facility. But with the hostility they're getting from the Biden administration, it looks like they've reversed course and are cranking up their little plutonium factory again. Sleepy Joe is trending on Twitter because during Biden's meeting with Naftali Bennett about Israel and Iran and so forth, for a moment on the video, it looks like Biden actually nodded off and fell asleep briefly. And so they're wondering what the heck happened there. Meanwhile, Bennett himself, you know, on his way back to Israel, and said Biden meeting achieved all the goals and beyond, meaning Israel is getting everything they want as usual from the U.S. government and, more importantly, from your wallet. There was a riot at the Gaza-Israel border, and hundreds of Palestinians protested in the at the north of the Gaza-Israel border on Sunday evening, burning tires and so forth and so on. 18 Palestinians were wounded, none seriously. Israel followed up that protest with an airstrike into the Gaza Strip. And they're saying it was in retaliation for the launch of incendiary balloons. So, meanwhile, more Palestinians were injured Friday when Israeli forces cracked down on anti-settlement protests in villages across the occupied West Bank. The Palestine Red Crescent Society said on Friday night it had treated 94 Palestinians for injuries following the protest against the illegal settlements. So, Israel still being Israel. You know, it's been, how many years has this been going on? And I know it's a rhetorical question, but the fact of the matter is Israel's policy toward the Palestinians isn't working. And maybe somebody ought to be thinking about taking a new direction to bring all of this nonsense to an end. Right, there's a new poll out from the Chicago Council survey, and it's finding that 50% of Americans think military aid to Israel should be restricted. Well, the fact is that on paper, at least, military aid to Israel is restricted. They're not allowed to use it offensively, but then Israel just does. Once they got the money, they just do whatever they really want here. Turning to the economic news, more than 100 House Republicans have signed a letter promising not to approve raising the debt ceiling because of Biden's budget. Unfortunately, they're going to be outvoted by the Democrats who stole the House along with the White House. And so Democrats are saying that the GOP increased the deficit under Trump. And so, you know, it's only $3.5 trillion. What's wrong with you people? You know, a trillion here, a trillion there. And soon you're talking real money here. Story coming on out of Station Gossip. Biden's insane policies are destroying the economy. Consumer spending sentiment is plunging. Inflation has reached the highest annual increase in 30 years. And you're all going to pay for it. We're seeing shortages all over the place, and not just at the supermarket. Manufacturers are having trouble getting parts and components. We know there's a chip shortage. There are unfinished tractors and pickup trucks that are just sitting idle because they can't get all the components to finish them. Little bit of a warning here. This one is coming on out of Forbes, no less. Warning that COVID-19 has disrupted supply chains for the last year and a half. We're seeing shortages of things like ketchup and coffee. And while people were hoping that vaccinations would open up the world again, that is definitely not happening. And Forbes is warning that our holiday shopping, because we're getting into that time of the year, may be disrupted, and that it would be best to try and do your holiday shopping like right now. Another area in which we're going to see major price increases is at your local gas station, because Hurricane Ida has shut down 95% of the Gulf's oil production. And Colonial Pipeline confirmed yesterday it temporarily shut down two pipelines between Houston, Texas, and Greensboro, North Carolina, as a precaution due to the storm. So that's going to hit it here. And a really important major story here. As inflation skyrockets here in the United States, Russia and Saudi Arabia have signed an agreement ending the petrodollar. And that puts the U.S. dollar and the U.S. economy at an even higher risk. All right, this next story, this has gone all over the place. It was on One American News Network. And there's this Air Force veteran, Brandy Lacasse. And she owns some rental properties on which the rents have not been paid for over a year. And she has these three properties in upstate New York. But because of the lack of rent, she's in trouble herself, and she's become homeless. She's living with friends in rotation. Sometimes she has to live in her car. And I would have thought the eviction moratorium would have applied to her, but she's definitely out there. And when we talk about the eviction moratorium, everyone's saying, oh, we've got to take care of those renters and mortgage holders. And yes, we do, but we cannot abandon those who invested in those rental properties for their retirement, for example. I'm thinking it's time for a debt jubilee. Just zero it all out and restart the economy. Maybe that's what they mean by the Great Reset, although I'm sure the bankers aren't going to be happy about that. They know the money is actually worthless, but that debt means power, and they love power. They're power junkies anyway. Video game stocks took a major hit. Beijing has imposed a 3 hours per week playtime quota on the weekends. They can play games on Friday evenings, holidays, Saturdays, and Sundays. The rest of the time, Chinese miners are not allowed to play on their video games, and the video game stocks reflected that. Turning to immigration, DeSantis is warning Biden that he should either deport or send the unvetted illegals to Democrat-run states and not Florida. And the Biden administration, in the person of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, is admitting the level of illegal immigration to the U.S. is unsustainable, but they're not taking any action to deal with it. So they're admitting it's a problem, but, nothing we can do. Absolutely not here. Now, we've been hearing about all those illegal immigrants arrested at the border. And somebody is finally looking at the reality that a lot of people cross that border that are not arrested. They are not detected by Immigration Customs Enforcement or Border Patrol. And they're estimating that some 340,000 illegal immigrants succeeded in crossing into the United States without being arrested. And that is just absolutely insane. And just to pour salt in the wound, 66 progressive Democrats are telling Biden to open the nation's border to Afghan migrants and also to give them reparations because the United States bears moral responsibility for what happened in Afghanistan. Now, I did not approve the Afghanistan war. Why should I be forced to pay the costs of it? That's my opinion. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting...
Welcome back to our show here, and jumping back to Afghanistan, the Pentagon has just announced they have completed the U.S. military pullout from the Kabul airport. And so for those Americans who thought they had one more day to be airlifted out, I'm sorry, you're on your own. Getting into wokeness and political correctness, this one is just, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. Over in Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed Senate Bill 818 into law, and it's a sex education bill requiring kindergartners to define gender identity. Now, these are kids who are still having trouble using the drinking fountain. And, you know, they certainly don't know what sex is. They probably don't even, I mean, this is just nuts, absolute nuts, to be out there pushing this LGBTQ propaganda on kindergartners. It's just insane here. Over at the CDC, they're gearing up to spend millions of taxpayer dollars fighting the serious public health threat posed by gun violence. Well, why don't we simply arrest those who commit gun violence and throw them in jail? But CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky referred to the gun crime in various cities and said something has to be done. It's pedal to the metal time. So apparently she advocates dangerous high-speed driving on top of everything else. And they're going to try and get around the Second Amendment by saying, oh, it's a health problem. You know, it's got nothing to do with, you know, guns and gun owners and, you know, potential revolution. I mean, it's a health, you know, guns are dangerous to your health. Only if you misuse them here. Getting into computers and computer security, Microsoft has had a major whoopsie. They've had to notify customers of its Azure Cloud Computing service that major vulnerabilities in the service left user data completely exposed over the last 2 years. And the CTO of the security company that discovered the flaw commented, this is the worst cloud vulnerability you can imagine. This is the central database of Azure, and we were able to get access to any customer database that we wanted. And apparently, The Verge reports that tech giant Microsoft has warned users of its Azure Cloud Computing service that their data has been exposed online for the last 2 years. And to me, this is a tremendous argument to stay off the cloud and keep your data underneath your own roof. I mean, that's what makes sense to me. Meanwhile, out in California, they're looking at a plan to try and deal with the massive drug epidemic there. They want to pay drug addicts to stay sober. And this has got failure written all over. Okay, we're going to open up the phone lines now, 512-248-8252. Call on in. Let me know what you think about current events, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.